thanks for mentioning that. Definitely had a lot of issues with people going over top of spotters and chasers that were on tornadoes, and we got to hear about dark clouds, and we couldn't get through and give pertinent information. So thank you very much for saying what you just said on that. And another note, it is only RF, so no All-Star, no digital anything. It's RF only, just so you're aware. You won't be able to connect to the NIIA any other way except for RF.
Yep, that's 100% true. They block everything during a net. It's automatically done, so they can't just unblock it whenever they want. It has to be deactivated. The net has to be deactivated. So, no, they got really cool stuff. They're doing a really good job. And fortunate for us, unfortunate for you in the east there. Sorry, the west there of us. Or wait, do I got that backwards? Yes, the west of us. You guys have been getting hammered a lot harder than we have, fortunately for us. So, unfortunately for you guys. But it's still good to have us check in to let them know we're here. And if anybody wants to go out and help out and chase the storm or whatever, they'll gladly take the assistance. But you do have to be a certified Skywarn spotter, though. That's the only caveat, is that they really want to take reports from certified spotters only because, not because you don't know what you're talking about, but because if you're not certified, then they have to send somebody your way to verify. And by the time they get there, chances are whatever you saw is probably moved on and long gone. So that's the reason, one reason why they prefer certified